Next item on the agenda is permits, projects over 50,000, no objections, with staff recommendation for approval. Mr. Grab.
Commissioner, members of the commission, good morning. With the removal of item 2B, we now have six, what we refer to as page two items, to place before you for the purpose of the public. These are those projects which have been subjected to a public interest review for which no opposition has been received, and staff is recommending approval. Very briefly, 2A, Camp Perry is requesting authorization to construct two floating docks, each 10 by 15 feet in length or width and length, in Tuskimino and Queens Creek for their use by their personnel. 2C, Town of Strasburg is requesting authorization to install a water intake structure which will temporarily impact 3,070 square feet and permanently impact 690 square feet in the North Fork of the Shenandoah River in Shenandoah County. In this case, we are recommending a time of year restriction of April 15th to June 15th and August 15th to September 30th to avoid mussel spawning seasons as recommended by DGIF. 2D, Fairfax County Park Authority is requesting authorization to install three trail crossings above Accotink Creek as part of the Accotink Stream Valley Trail in the county. In this case, we are recommending a time of year restriction for in-stream work only from February 15th to June 30th, and this would be to minimize impacts to anadromous fish. 2E, Route 28 Corridor Improvements, LLC, is requesting authorization to install 20 feet of fiber optic and gas line 5 feet beneath Horsepin Run and an overhead power and telephone lines 20 feet in length above Horsepin Run, near the intersection of Frying Pan Road and Route 28 in the county. In this case, we are recommending a royalty of $240, and it would be for the encroachment of those lines under and over state on bottom at $3 per foot. 2F, Town of Mount Jackson's requesting authorization to replace 300 feet of existing overhead sewer line, also in the North Fork of the Shenandoah River. And finally, 2G, Equity Homes, LLC, is requesting authorization to replace portions of an existing 34-slip marina with a 25-slip community pier facility that will extend 90 feet channel to mean low water. That project also includes the installation of 118 feet of replacement bulkhead, a 6-foot-wide community fishing pier, and including a 16-by-24-foot L-head platform at their property on Branson Cove in the Lower Machotick in Westmoreland County. In this instance, we are recommending a royalty in the amount, total amount of $14,568 based on the Bolden outline encroachment of the community pier at a rate of $1.50 per square foot, the community fishing pier at a rate of 30 cents per square foot, and the fill associated with the bulkhead over 128 square feet at $3 per square foot. With that, either I or members of my staff would be happy to try to answer any questions you might
have. Anyone have any questions for Mr. Grab or members of the staff? Thank you, Bob. This is a public hearing. Is anyone in the audience pro or con on these matters, these page two items? There being none, the matter is before the commission.
Move to approve.
Motion made by Mr. Schick to approve.
Second.
Second by Mr. Holland. That includes all on the agenda with the exception of 2B. All in favor of the motion signify by saying aye.
Aye.
Aye. All opposed? Motion carries unanimously. Mr. Graham.
The next item is a consent agenda item. You'll recall we're trying to streamline an agenda. It was when agendas were long. Today's, you know, rather short. But very briefly, Newport News Shipbuilding is requesting after-the-fact authorization to reactivate and extend and modify an existing permit to in order to retain a 14-foot wide by